The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to our client support call this evening. My name is Frieda Keller. I am a registered nurse, and tonight I am so excited. I will be joined by Lindsay from our nutrition support, our great nutrition support department with OptaVia. I am also a certified OptaVia health coach, and we are both very happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for our current and potential OptaVia clients, coaches, and health professionals, and it's going to last for 30 minutes. It is designed to be an interactive call where you can ask questions and get answers from health professionals right away. Now, keep in mind that we will do our best to answer your questions, but we also encourage you to contact your personal healthcare provider as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you're taking medications or have any medical conditions. We'll begin by hearing from a few of you who are on the line with us tonight. And then Lindsay's gonna share quick health tips for you this week. And after that, we'll get right to the question and answer portion of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, you're going to need to hit *6 on your phone to unmute. Then I'd like you to share your first name, where you're from, and your successes with your health journey so far. Then if you would, please dial *6 again on your phone so that we can keep the lines as clear as possible. So here we go. Who's out there with us tonight?
Hi, this is Pat from Orlando, Florida. I lost 70 pounds 12 years ago and have maintained it with my wonderful habits of health.
Well, thanks, Pat. And Pat is an amazing health coach, too. I know that because she's my health coach, and she's also a wonderful sister. So thanks for being with me tonight, Pat.
Glad to be here, Frieda.
Anybody else out there want to say hi?
Lisa from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi there. I am also in Pat's organization. Love her to death. Love her to pieces, let's say that.
Yes, that's easy to do. So, Lisa, what kind of success have you had on your health journey so far?
Well, initially I took off about 15 pounds. That was 6 years ago, almost seven, and I've taken an additional 10 off since then.
Wow, so awesome. Pounds.
Yeah, maintaining. Wonderful. And feeling really good.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Sure.
Hi, this is Jackie from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello. I started my journey about 6 weeks ago and down about 20 pounds, feeling great.
Wow.
Michelle Temple is my coach and does a fantastic job.
That's
and,
wonderful. So 20 pounds.
I'm excited.
Yeah, can you tell me, just I want to hear just one thing that has really changed for you in the last 6 weeks.
I would say energy. Awesome. As far as, prior to 6 weeks, energy in regard to, like, motivation. I just was never motivated, and I just really excited to see, where this journey takes me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Success is such a contagious motivator. Is what I, you know, I love to say that because it does. It just inspires you, and it inspires others around you. Do you find that yet?
Oh yes, yes. Now, one of the reasons why I'm joining the call is because yes, I'm super inspired and motivated by the success of others. Now, I have a friend that's on the journey with me who isn't being as progress, you know, her scale is not being progressive as others, and she's getting frustrated. And so I just wanted to jump on. It's my first time, and I just want to jump on and see if there is information I could take back to her. She wasn't able to join the call today, so where I feel motivated and inspired, she's getting frustrated.
Well, you know, it's wonderful to do this with someone, and I know she has a coach, so that will help. And yeah, the support is fabulous. So I'm glad you joined us, Jackie, and you know, hopefully you can also share this call with her. So right now,
sure,
guys, I'm going to go ahead and stop this for a minute. And if you would, just make sure your phone is muted. And I was so excited to introduce Lindsay. Lindsay is a nutrition and wellness specialist with Optavia's nutrition support team. She is a licensed counselor and a certified personal trainer. Lindsay has been with us for almost 7 years. Some of you may have met her at convention this past July. So, Lindsay, are you there with us?
I am. Thank you for such a great introduction. I'm so happy to be here tonight.
Wonderful. And I know you're going to have some fabulous tips for us.
Yeah, so what I really wanted to focus on tonight was just a little bit of information about exercise. You know, we have a lot of clients who start on plan or are already exercising, or they start feeling great and want to increase their activity. So we just want to make sure we're doing that in the best and safest way possible. So as we already know, exercise is a necessary part of losing weight, improving metabolism, and maintaining weight loss. It also provides some great benefits, such as improved blood sugar control, improved flexibility and balance, blood pressure control, strength and endurance, and it can help to decrease stress. That's really a benefit that I've noticed in my personal life. So some things we recommend. If you're not already exercising when you start the program, we do advise waiting at least 2 to 3 weeks and checking in with your healthcare provider before starting. And we really want to start slowly and gradually increase as we go. So we want to pay attention to how our body feels and choose activities we enjoy. So most of our clients find that walking is the easiest activity to incorporate. For people who are already exercising, we do advise cutting down for the first 2 weeks on plan. So that just really helps your body adjust to its new calorie level. So as we kind of adjust and get used to it, we can increase, but make sure we're paying attention to how we feel.
So Lindsay, are you still there?
Yes, I apologize. I think my phone cut out. So
okay.
So really paying attention to how our body feels, you know, if we start to notice that we're lightheaded or dizzy, we want to stop that activity immediately and kind of regroup. And some things that we notice, you know, we kind of want to jump right into activity. If we're new to it, we want to take that slow and really pay attention to how we're feeling. Also, it can be really helpful just to check in with your healthcare provider or a local certified personal trainer for specific recommendations that really adhere to what the individual can do. So as we're kind of getting into the winter months and it's colder outside, we can find that it's harder to, you know, keep up with the same activities we're used to. So Frida, you suggested that we maybe talk about some indoor activities that we can do. So maybe we're taking the stairs more often. Maybe we're standing or marching in place during commercials. Maybe we're grabbing some friends and going to the mall and taking a walk around the stores. You know, maybe we're pacing while we're on the phone. And it can be a good chance to maybe join a gym and get some information from a local trainer. So, Frida, do you have any suggestions that you'd like to add?
Yeah, that is wonderful, Lindsay. And, you know, I was just thinking, of course, I'm of the generation, you know, where I think about, oh, it's cold. I want to go inside. But, you know, there's also some great outdoor activities that can be done in the winter. Of course, I don't think I'm going to put on a set of ice skates. I mean, they don't have ice down here in South Louisiana. But, you know, things like ice skating, skiing, those things, very aerobic. And, of course, I would never start them if I wasn't doing them already. But those are also some great things that can be fun and social things, too, that are some great exercises. And, yeah, thanks for – I hadn't even thought about, you know, the stairs. It's a great place, and it's warm, and it's not raining. And that basketball is another one, if anybody wants to play. Of course, I rather watch, which doesn't help me. But, you know, getting on the bleachers and doing bleacher climbs can do that, too. So thank you so much, Lindsay.
Yeah, of course. And even just even just standing a little bit more is really helpful. You know, that's one of the micro habits of health that's in the Optavia guide. Even just standing an extra 2 minutes a day can provide some great benefits.
Yeah, that is true. And stretching and things like that. So Lindsay's going to stay with us, I believe, on the rest of the call tonight. So at this time, we'd love to hear your comments. Any questions that you have, if you guys have some great tips that you find are very helpful, that would be wonderful to share too. So just remember, you have to use *6 to unmute your phones, and then we'll be able to hear from you. So anybody have anything to share?
Do the questions have to be related to exercise?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. We'll cover anything that, or we'll try to cover anything that you have. So who is this?
This is Jackie from Georgia. I have a question in regard to, you know, being Optavia is a low-calorie, 800 to 1,000 calorie plan, daily plan, if that's my understanding correct.
That is correct. Well, that's the calories you're taking in.
So my question is, when you're doing a low calorie diet like that, or intake, a daily intake, how does Optavia, your fuelings in this plan, keep you from that potential danger of decreasing muscle mass while doing this low calorie?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. And I'm going to kind of put in here, and Lindsay, you feel free to add to it. The way that Optavia works, and this is what I just love about this, our Optavia fuelings are balanced nutrition, that we get our carbs, our proteins, and some fats in there. And it provides a low-calorie, healthy fueling. So when you say that our calorie intake is 800, you know, to 850 to 1,000 calories a day, that is our intake, but that is not all of the calories we have to be able to use, number one, because our body, when we're at that calorie deficit, it's not enough to maintain our activity. And our bodies need more calories. So that's when we go into fat burn, which is what our body's designed to do when there is a calorie deficit. So our bodies will burn enough calories to make up that deficit. So while you're only taking in 800, you know, 50 to 1,000 calories, if you need 1,500 calories, your body's going to burn the fat to make up the difference. So you have the energy that you need. And
so
it's muscle sparing because it is burning fat. and you're getting the proteins that you need to support your muscles. And I'm sure that Lindsay can add into that.
Yeah, absolutely, Frida. That was a great explanation. So like you mentioned, we're eating the 800 to 1,000 calories, but we're getting the rest of the energy we need for the day from our existing fat stores. And that in itself is what causes the weight loss on plan. And we are getting at least 80 to 100 grams of protein per day on plan. And that really does help to support that lean muscle mass retention. And of course, we do advise incorporating some activity. So incorporating that activity can help as well.
Okay, great. And one more in regards to the low calorie. How does Optavia plan keep you from that starvation mode on a low calorie? Is it the same? Did this the added proteins and nutrients of the fueling?
Well, yeah, the key here is that with Optavia, you're getting enough calories. And that's why it's so important to eat or to follow the program the way it's written. You want those six fuelings. You want that lean and green that has the appropriate measurements of your proteins and your vegetables. I'm going to tell you a story, Jackie. When I started this 11 years ago, I was doing great. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks, you're thinking, wow, this is fabulous. And, of course, my mindset was, well, if I can do that with five fuelings, just think what I can do with just four, right? So, and
right.
I was busy. And so it was much easier just to eat four fuelings and have a lean and green every day. And that week when I had to call my coach and tell, you know, I recorded in my weight loss, I hadn't lost any weight. And I had been just regular, you know, 4 and 5 pounds a week. And so, she's like, hey, what's going on? You know, what's different? And we sat and talked, and I said, oh, but, you know, I'm only doing four meals. And she said, well, that's it. You're not getting enough calories. So I had dropped below that calorie. I had dropped below where I needed to be. So that's when I went into the starvation mode. And my metabolism shut itself down, and I wasn't losing as much weight because the fat burn had slowed because it was starving. So when I added that extra fueling back in and I was following the program the way it was written, the fat burn started again and the weight started coming off again.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It sure does. And, you know, like when I first, you know, introduced myself, I had mentioned, you know, that I have a friend that's doing the journey with me and she's getting discouraged and frustrated. And that was two things that she had brought up that she was afraid she wasn't losing because she feels the low calorie plan is keeping her in starvation mode. And she feels it just may not be for her. And I was like, well, I don't think that Tavia would have the success. There's got to be more to it. And of course, the fuelings with the proper nutrients and proteins and fats and what have you, you know, it makes sense to me. I certainly had hoped that she'd be on the call so she can ask these questions and hear for herself to kind of help settle her mind. But I'll try to bring the information to her or encourage her to catch on the next call.
Well, I was going to say, and she'll be able to listen to a recording of this call, too, so she can hear this herself. Lindsay, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the key things you hit on is it's the structure of the program that prevents us from going into that starvation mode. So the fact that we're reducing carbohydrates to the point that we tap into our fat stores, so we're technically getting the 800 to 1,000 calories from the food we're eating, and then the rest of the energy we need is coming from our fat stores. So the body is recognizing that it's getting enough energy by following the program correctly, and that's why we're not really going into that starvation mode. Now, typically our body is really good at letting us know if we are in starvation mode. You know, we might notice increased hunger or less energy, or like Frida mentioned, that stall in our weight loss. So if we're starting to notice those symptoms, it might be time to look at, are we skipping parts of the program? Or are we possibly adding in a couple extras that might take our carbs too high and prevent that fat burning state? So there's definitely things we can look at. And, you know, I would encourage Gail to maybe call our nutrition support team and we can walk through her program with her and just see if there's room for maybe some tweaks.
Okay.
That's
yes,
awesome.
Great.
And you know what, again, just a little history for you guys. You know, when I began with this program, I was at 300 pounds. And, you know, you don't get to 300 pounds because you're eating well or, you know, have a great understanding of nutrition. So it took me just a shift. And I am a registered nurse. Okay, so I'm used to being in charge. And so I had to shift my mind, and I reached a point where I realized, hold up, if I knew what was best for me, I wouldn't have been in the shape I was in. That was number one. That was a great lesson for me to learn, that if I knew how to do it, I would have done it. So since I wasn't successful on my own, with the help of my coach, you know, saying, listen, would you just, let's just follow the program. You know, she really encouraged me. And so that was very, very, very helpful. The other realization that I came to after a few weeks on program, I was used to doing other programs where, you know, we counted points and things like that. And, you know, I could make a Snickers bar fit in that program because I just, you know, would eat my points that way. And I had to come to a realization with the Habits of Health and the OptiVia program that, you know, if I wanted to have a bite of a cookie or half a donut, yeah, I mean, honestly, how many calories was that? That's how I would think. Well, what's 50 calories going to do? And I had to learn that it wasn't the calories that was going to make the difference as much as what kind of calories. Those carbohydrates were enough to throw me out of fat burn. That was enough to stop my progress. That was enough to decrease my energy and not make me feel well. And, you know, half a French fry. And that was a huge shift for me. And you can ask my health coach. That was just one of those big aha moments that I began to learn Habits of Health and what was a healthier choice and why that half a French fry, half a donut, because, you know, I would do that all day long. So that's why that I was in the shape I was in. So, Jackie, I hope that helps, and I hope that kind of makes a little bit of sense.
It does. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Does anyone else have any questions or comments?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Olga.
Hi, Olga.
I lost 90 pounds in the program. And
wow.
I'm a health coach. I have a lot of kids who is following me. I have a quick question. Could you tell me, please, if it's okay to have a coconut water after exercising?
Lindsay?
So unfortunately, coconut water is going to be too high in carbohydrates for the 5-in-1 plan.
Okay. So it's not a good thing, right?
Not for the 5-in-1, unfortunately. If you are looking for something for like electrolytes, you could do like Powerade Zero. That would be a good option while you're on the 5-in-1 plan because it gives you the electrolytes without giving you the carbs.
Got it. But if I'm already in stabilization, then I can have it, right?
Yes. If you're not on the 5-in-1 plan, if you're in your optimization phase, then it's fine.
Thank
Just
you
make
so
sure
much.
You're counting it towards your calories.
Got it. Thank you so much for your help.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, Olga. That was a great question. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to add or ask? Lindsay just says, as a tip,
I know a Powerade Zero before my exercise really made a difference for me. And then after, I would drink water, and then I would usually follow it up with a shake, with, one of the shake is a fueling that was after my exercise. And I just found that that worked. Or sometimes I had to reverse it. It was time to fuel right before I exercised, so I'd do the shake with some water. And then after exercising, I would come back with my Powerade Zero. And it just really gave me the energy that I needed to get through the exercise and to feel really good after.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
All right, guys, are there any other questions out there?
Hey, my name is Philippa. Hi, this is Philippa.
Hi.
Hi, thank you guys so much for being on tonight. I really appreciate it. I have a question about if you guys know if someone with Crohn's disease could succeed with the weight loss portion of our program, and if you've ever heard of any kind of contraindications or any recommendations you'd make for consideration if someone has Crohn's disease.
Okay. Number one, Crohn's disease is, you've got to be, they need to be really working closely with their healthcare provider. I've seen some patients that really, really do very well. I've seen some patients that, you know, the flare-ups can occur. Not that this causes them, but flare-ups do occur, and they may have to adjust and, change things up some if those things do happen. It's not contraindicated as far as I know, but it is putting the body in fat burn, which is a healthy, normal thing that our bodies do, but it is a stressor on our body. So they need to work very closely with their healthcare provider that treats their Crohn's and make sure that this is all on the up and up with that healthcare provider, because that healthcare provider is who knows their disease the best. So I always recommend bringing the Appendix A from Dr. A's Habits of Health, and that's in the back of the book. And it describes somewhat on a physician level what this program is. So it can kind of give that primary care provider a look into what is our program. Dr. A also recommends some baseline labs and things like that. Lindsay, what do you have to say?
Yeah, that was great information, Frida. I think the key thing here is that Crohn's can vary so much person to person that we can't really make a blanket statement. It really just depends on their current status with their condition and what specific things they might need to avoid. So just make sure they're talking to their healthcare provider, see what foods they may need to avoid. We can always go through ingredient lists and see what products don't contain those specific ingredients. But I think, again, just the key takeaway is make sure they review it with their healthcare provider first.
Great.
Does that help, Melissa?
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I guess the other question that I would have, I love the idea of the Appendix A from Dr. A's Habits of Health book and following the, you know, the guidelines on doing the health evaluation, the baseline labs. Is there somewhere, do you think, in Optavia answers that we could find Appendix A? I always go right to like the plan overview, but this sounds a little more specific.
Yeah, it's in the book. Do you have Dr. A's Habits of Health? And better yet, does your client have it?
Right. And if I'm thinking, you know, I
yeah,
do.
So
and coaches
you can
do,
either
right?
So. You can either copy it and email it, or better yet, have your client, because hopefully your client has the Habits of Health, have your client pull their book out, and you're going to turn to page 326 and mm-hmm. have them share that with their physician.
Great. Thank you guys so much.
Well, you're very welcome. And with that, guys, we're going to wind up this call. Lindsay, thank you so much for being with me tonight. Some wonderful information. And, you know, I love nutrition support. And, guys, if any of you have any questions, you can email nutrition@nutritionsupport@optavia.com. I do want to take a minute just to thank all of you and congratulate all of you for taking some time to devote to your health journey. So thank you for being with us. Remember, you can subscribe to our support call via iTunes podcast and or hear a few prior weeks' recordings of these helpful calls on your Health Coaches co-branded website. The playback of tonight's call should be available in about 48 hours. If you have any questions in between support calls, please first connect with your coach, and for additional help, you can email Nutrition Support, and again, your health care provider is there to serve you as well. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, as does our Habits of Health webinar, which actually begins right now. So if you want to access that webinar, you're going to access Zoom by logging into zoom.us, and that's Z-O-O-M, on your computer or downloading the free Zoom app on your phone. Click join a meeting and then enter this ID number. So grab a pen. The number is 113-312-513. Again, that ID number is 113-312-513. So again, thank you everyone for being with us and joining us. Don't forget, next week it will be Marcia Hildebrand and Dr. Joe Picoraro are going to be hosting our call. So join us next Wednesday. Everyone, have a great night. Thanks and good evening.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.